Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hot 104.1, the afternoon takeover, 13 minutes after the hour. You got Derek in the building with you. Topic of the day is up right now on the Hot 104.1 Facebook page. You can log on there, leave your comments. So many have left their comments already on this. Today's topic comes from a male listener. Here's what he writes in. He says, bruh, I seem to have a knack for attracting troubled, emotionally unstable, needy, crazy women. They seem normal in the beginning, and then after dealing with them a few months, they start acting crazy. This last situation is the reason why I decided to write you this. She was crazy and suicidal. At first, she was cool, but changed after we started spending more time together. We had open communication about dealing with other people. She had a male friend that she had been with for years, and I was just doing what I do. Then out of the blue, she decided to cut off her male friend and tried to force me to be exclusive. And we never talked about me doing that. She kept asking me, what are we gonna do? Quote, what are we gonna do, unquote. When I said, quote, we, I didn't tell you I wanted to be committed, unquote. She hit me with the, quote, you know I'm crazy, unquote-ish. Fast forward, last week, I had to get a restraining order on her after she set up shop outside my house for like 8 hours, texting my phone nonstop and leaving notes on my car and on my door. My question is, where are the women who want an honest man who doesn't want to be in a committed relationship but just wants to go out and have fun and be good friends? Let me say this. I'm just too young to be locked down. I don't want to be in a committed relationship. 314-444-3099. 314-444-3099. He's searching out for women who want to be in these types of situations. Someone on live says, oh my God, this sounds so familiar. Okay. Well, listen. Ladies, do you really exist or not? Okay. Because he feels like women want to lock you down after so long. Let's talk about it. Topic of the day. I need to get your take on this. Hot 104.1. Listen, look, they in the clubs. Here's the deal. The issue with this whole thing is this. Let's just be real. Corey, what's up? I seen Keith check in. Two up, two down, VA in the building. You cannot raw dog and mesmerize females and then tell them you just want to be friends. David got the answer. She got the answer early. Listen. That's it. You can't go in there laying mad pipe down. You can't go in there laying down mad game. You can't go in there, man. Go find all your boxes in them hoes' backyard. Here go Katrina. Look, here we go. Here we go. Listen, you hang out. See, women, they have this knack of thinking that you think like them, but we don't think like them. Hot 104.1, talk to me.
I can't turn my radio down.
No, you good. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I have a problem with what's going on with the guy who wrote in.
Okay, yes, please. What's up?
Women are being looked at in a negative light. I mean, they want to have, what do you call those, friendships, situationships. But here he comes, wanting to knock a woman with he shouldn't have been dealing with somebody who was suicidal. We were like, those are the type of red flags that we see as big flags in the beginning that you start to cut off. However, women are getting looked at in a negative light if they don't want to have, if they want to say,
well, he wants to have this type of relationship. This is what he is looking for, okay? He's looking for this. But see, what's happening, what you missed out of this whole thing, baby, is this. He is out here. He meets her. He wines and dines her. He sexes her crazy. And then he just want to be friends. And women just not having that. That's not what they going for.
Absolutely not. So he can go to the Caribbean somewhere and he found something like that.
I gotta let you go because your phone breaking up. Thanks for calling, all right? Hot 104.1, what up?
I was trying to make a comment.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's up?
Yeah, I was trying to say that it is women out here that decide they
want
to kick it from time to time. Tell me you can call me.
Okay, there it is. Shoot your shot, baby. Shoot your shot.
I wasn't talking that bullshit.
Hey, thank you for calling, baby, all right? But see, this is the thing. You got a woman. See, them the ones that be falling right there. Her. Tell me, don't be talking that bullshit. Excuse my language. But what? Really? Really? And so.
Your community.
Wait, Devin, I need you to come back right here. Unfortunately true. You know what I'm saying? Here's what happens, okay? This is what happens. You see a beautiful girl, right? You know, you see she's beautiful. She's very attractive. You know. You like, okay, we could kick it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, you got your situation, I got my situation, but let me come through from time to time. I'm going to take you out, I'm going to show you a good time. We're going to hang out, we're going to have good conversation. What loses you is the good conversation. Okay, so then you had a good conversation with her, and she hadn't had conversation like you giving her conversation ever. So you have good conversation, and then you make your way to the bedroom. After a few weeks, a month or so, you make your way to the bedroom. She hadn't had good conversation, and she hadn't had good sex like you about to give her. Because, see, you know you can't put out no weak stuff because this is a good-looking woman, you know what I'm saying? You can't put out, Keith, you can't put out nothing weak. You come in here with the straight pound game. You know what I'm saying? You come, you unleash the pound game on her. You know what I'm saying? And once you unleash the pound game on her, then her whole, when her legs shake and, no, see, and you got, see what you got to do? You got to do it twice, maybe three times. Most of the time, just twice. The first time you do it, she whooped. But see, the second time, it takes her over the edge. It takes her over the edge. And then she like, oh, this is good. I can handle this. See, in this situation, now she done cut off her dude thinking that you, look, Devin say it's over with. You know what I'm saying? Who is that? Who is that? Somebody said, man, if you make my legs shake, yeah, we boyfriend and girlfriend now. It ain't no question. You know what I'm saying? So what you done is you done went in here, you done put the pound game on her. You done laid it out. Hey, now she like, oh, man. And so you done laid it out. And then you like, okay, you know, I'm up out of here. You gonna go, she can go kick it with her dude. But see, you got to understand the dude that she kicking it with. He ain't, Dr. Feelgood, what he said. He ain't putting it down like you just put it down. Number one, his conversation ain't your conversation. Two, his sex game ain't your sex game. You done went in there and completely, you done went up there and regulated this woman, okay? Now, but D, he says it's all his hoes, EB. Listen, because see, you see what women got to understand is, he done did that to himself. He didn't do that to himself. What he has done is, he's got multiple women, so he's practiced, okay? He's practiced, you know what I'm saying? And Katrina just made another real point right there. You know what I'm saying? If you are a true licker, hey, if you are a Sandy just checked in. My best friend just checked in. He said, man, you can't. Look, Sandy, no. I told him that a long time ago. Man, you can't be out here putting that pound game down like that. That is, women are not prepared mentally to deal with conversation and good sex. conversation and good sex, you know what I'm saying? So what's happened is, you gone in, you spent, he says, spending more time together. They spending time together. You making her feel, she feeling all good inside. She telling all her girlfriends about you. Come on, Angela, leave me alone. Leave me alone, because your vagina just like everybody else's, okay? Don't do that. Don't do it. Don't do it. See, this is, see, Angela, this one get you caught right here. This one get you caught. The next woman gonna get, hey, listen. Look, I'm trying to get in here. Y'all, share the broadcast. Here we go, man, 22 minutes after the hour. Share the broadcast live from Hot 104.1. Celeste, what's happening? Welcome. So, Keith, here's what be happening, right? So he done went in there. He done took her to a nice, he done took her out a couple of times where she wanted to go. Then he done took her to a good restaurant the night he know he gonna get it. And cause he done let the temptation build up. You know, the pressure will bust the pipe. He done let it, and he knew she got dressed up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, spiritual transmitted desires, STD in the bedroom. Come on now. He done let it build up. Because he knew he was going to come in there with his cape on and be Superman and dive up in that thing, right? You know what I'm saying? That pound gang hit you. You know what I'm saying? Now her girlfriends, cousins, aunties want something too. Absolutely. So then she done put on her good bra and panty set because she done got dressed up. She looking good too, smelling good. She done put on her good stuff. What up, Tori? And then he done went right up in there because he knew he was getting it that night. It was all set up. They had phone conversation and phone sex prior to that. You knew what was about to go down, right? You knew what was about to go down. And then when it went down, she had to smoke a cigarette after. It was just too much for her. You know what I'm saying? You know, she couldn't even stand. Angela, you back in. Angela, you couldn't even get up and walk. Your legs was shaking so bad. You know what I'm saying? He said, a matching Brian Penny said, you know what I'm saying? Your legs shake so bad you couldn't get up and walk. You had to wait a while before you could even go wipe yourself off. You wasn't ready. And then, you know, what you did was, you know, you gave her a day, you talked to her, you know, she told you how well she enjoyed herself the night before. So then, you know, you waited a couple of more days, and then what you did was you went back over there. And she couldn't resist you when you walk in. She jumped all on you. And you went in there and blew her back out again. Woo-hoo-hoo. Stand by, y'all. Share the broadcast right now, 25 after the hour. Hot 104.1, the afternoon takeover is live on Facebook at Hot 104.1. And you can call me as well at 314-444-3099. That's 314-444-3099. Your phone calls are coming up after Savage by Megan Thee Stallion. This is Hot 104.1. Listen. Hey, Pat, you see what I'm talking about? Quita. So then what end up Danny, Quita and Danny, y'all share the broadcast. This is what happens, right? So then after you done got it that second time, see now she ain't right in the head now. She ain't right in the head. So she done went and she done cut off her other dude. The dude she been dealing with all the time. Nah, I got this dude. This my dude right here. You ain't really had no conversation about that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She told you, hold up. Don't move a minute. Don't move. Just say, hey, just lay right here. Don't move. Don't move. Because I'm shaking. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Then she done cheat. Y'all ain't even. But she done took it upon herself to make you want to be in a committed relationship with her because you've taken her out and had a good time with her. She done took it upon herself. You know what I'm saying? Took it upon herself. Bro, you can't play with these women about, man, come on, man. Young girl, you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Can't be giving that Henny D, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That whiskey D dangerous, you know what I'm saying, Riley? And then, see, all of a sudden, now here we go. Now she want to trip with you because you don't want to be in a committed relationship with her. She want to trip with you. This is going down, right? It done went all the way down there. She don't want to deal. Ladies, explain this because we, men, we don't get it. We don't get it. It don't make sense to us. It don't add up. because we made a pact to each other that this was not what we were going to do. We were not going to do this. You had your male friend and I had my male friends. I had my female friends. We had already established what we were going to do going in. But see, now your whole speech done changed. You know what I'm saying? Your whole everything. Because he's definitely that friend. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you've changed your... Look, like we sit up in court, you know what? You done changed your whole testimony on us. That whole testimony. You see, that's right. You know, Young Gold, that Henny D, he had that, you know what he did? When they went out, he had a couple of shots. You know what I'm saying? You know. And then Katrina coming up here, and Dr. Liquor is a player. You know what I'm saying? You know, he done came up in there. You know, he done blew his cape off. And you know what I'm saying? He went down on this girl, man. And the other dude she been dealing with don't even do it. And now now it's a wrap. Now it's a wrap.
See, what's happening, what you missed.
You know, it's a wrap. It's a wrap now. Now she ain't no good. She ain't no good. He took her to places she'd never been before. She explored, he explored areas of her body that had never been touched. You know what I'm saying? You could call him Christopher Columbus because he founded places no man had ever been before. He Christopher Columbus, her man. And then all of a sudden, she done risk it all for him. She threw everything away. Ladies, I can't understand. Tori, you got Tori quiet today. Tori, I can't understand why a woman risk it all. She'll risk it all. She'll throw it all away. She let all of it go after. She had a broadcast right now. Here we go. 29 minutes after the hour. See, you know why the women on here, but they quiet. Because the women on here know I'm telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? You can't keep. Look. You can't. You know what I'm saying? Right there. Young Gold said, man, you know what? You can't be putting that D down on it. She gonna go crazy, bro. You can't do it. Speaking from experience, here go Devin. I love how Devin come in. Speaking from experience, Devin is not finna mess that one up. You feed me, showing me a good time, and doing my body right. You wanna be friends? It gets dangerous. But I can't understand. See, men, we don't get, you know, a girl can come in here and she can have a snap and squirt on you. It has to be the whole situation that can turn your whole, a man go crazy when it gets taken away from him. A woman go crazy when it gets given to her. The math doesn't add up. Do I need to explain that? See, when you take the grabber and squirter away from a man, he go crazy. But when you, he just might lick toes too, Katrina. I don't think on the first two times he done got in there though, Katrina. He ain't got in there but 2-3 times. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, men do go crazy. That's when you take it away. Men go crazy when you take it away. But see, she still got it. It's available to her. It's available. It's available. So, y'all stand by. I'm gonna run this call. Stand by, y'all. Stand by. Hot 104.1, the afternoon takeover. Talking about the topic of the day right now. 314-444-3099. Hot 104.1, what's up?
Women are being looked at in a negative mindset. They want to have, what do you call those, friendship, situationship. But how he come wanting to knock a woman with, he's been dealing with somebody who was suicidal. We like, those are the type of red flags that we see as big flags in the beginning that you saw the cutoff.
Okay, I get it. All right, 314-444-3099. Topic of the day, let's talk about it. Hot 104.1. I don't know. I listen. I'm gonna run the rest of her call. Listen, this is customary. Like, the reason why you see dudes on here talking is because dudes done dealt with something like this. I've dealt with it multiple times. You know this is what you're dealing with. Look, I once had a female, a good female. I have once a female that wrote a contract, a friendship contract that required sex, that required these things that I was supposed to do for us to maintain our situationship. A contract. She had some provisions. I had some provisions. I stuck to my provisions. She fell in love. It didn't work because it was a contract. Why you lie to me? You know what I'm saying? Listen, if she would have told me up front, I want this to be a situation between us. I like you and I like you. No, she came to me with the contract. It wasn't my, I ain't coming to you with no damn contract. What's up? She was beautiful, educated, good job, great situation. Her whole life was good and just good. And she messed it up because she wanted to put it on some paper. She wanted to put it on paper. Then she fell in love. You know what I'm saying? She couldn't handle the cutty buddy. Listen, that's the whole thing. So ladies, why can you not handle being in a situation? You know what I'm saying? She couldn't handle being F buddies with him. You know what I'm saying? That's why she let the other dude go. You can't bust these women down before evaluating them first. Danny. We don't have a globe or anything. Women that think they are going, women that I think are going to be crazy, I'm going to lay in it. You know what I'm saying? No moves, no position. I'm not even dealing with them. I learned years ago, if I think you're going to be crazy, I got to keep it moving. You know, Let me lay this out for the guys who dealing like him. Bruh, I know you on here. Here's what I'll say to you. When you meet a woman, this is how you can identify with, and she kind of likes you a little too much, but you ain't had sex with her yet. Too much South St. Louis, what's happening? You hadn't had sex, you ain't had sex with her yet, but she like you a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like she calling you a lot, asking you a lot of questions, you know. Even if she got somebody else, she got other men and whatever. But she just seemed to be a little bit, she doing a little bit too. Can I cook for you? Blah, blah, blah. You should come through. Yeah, let's link up. You can feel the vibe. And then when you know she got some good pee and she a little bit crazy about, like a little too crazy for you, then when you get in them draws, you either got to do like said D, you got to lay in it. Or if you go in there, tan things up, exploring places that haven't been explored before, touching places that ain't been touched before, making her feel like she ain't never felt before. You're going to have a problem on your hands, okay? You have a problem on your hands. You don't have an issue. Now, Debbie, no, you can't be mad at the situation, but you got to know, you know what I'm saying? You know when they are clingy, you know what I'm saying? Those are signs. The signs are always there. The right, I always talk about women reading the signs. Fellas got to read them too, you know what I'm saying? Men be more emotional. Only men are emotional when you take it away. A man ain't emotional when it's there. If he got it, even if he got it and somebody, if both of y'all got somebody else, a man only get emotional when you cut him off. Your baby daddy only got emotional when you told him you had somebody else and you wasn't effing with him no more. You know what I'm saying? Devin, they clingy from jump. The conversation, because like she like overlikes you. You know what I'm saying? Like, over like she like, yeah, you know, I like him. I like him. Then you got to be like, you know what I'm saying? Or you keep some, and memo to fellas out here, and to my boy that wrote this, memo. Every woman you meet, you can't sleep with. You know what I'm saying? If I could call, I need to put that on a shirt. Every woman you meet, you know what I'm saying? Some women just better off being your friend. CD, you ain't never cried in the P-Valley, you know what I'm saying? That ain't in the fabric of me, you know what I'm saying? I ain't built like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, every dude that listen, Devin, you see what I'm talking about? Every woman you meet, despite her look, despite her sexiness, despite her swag, despite how good she smell, and how big her breasts are, and how nice her booty is, Keith. You know what I'm saying? She walk past you, damn, every time. You can't even get enough of it. She might not be the one you need to sleep with. She just might be your friend. Because, see, she might be the one that you drive crazy. But you maybe her friend is who you need to be with. Only broke men get emotional when you stop. Nah, I don't know about that. I'm not going to agree on broke men getting them. I know dudes who got money that do that. You see what I'm saying? I know dudes who got paper who get emotional over women. I'm not subscribing to that. Hey, y'all stand by. I got to delete this. I'm going to edit this song. I'm going to edit this where she cussed in here, where she said BS. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get that out of here because I want to play her on the air too. I just feel like
these women out here, they want to kick it from time to time. So he can call me.
Yeah, shoot your shot, baby.
Okay, there it is. Shoot your shot, baby. Shoot your shot.
You know. So, I just think, just being real, there's levels to this, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's levels to it. And you have to be very, you have to be grounded and understand how this situation works for you, you know what I'm saying? This situation got it. You cannot find yourself in a position. What's up, Steph? What up, Justin? You cannot find yourself in a position to where you put yourself in that position. I hope she come up pregnant. Yanni, this is how women is. Now I'm pregnant. But you could be pregnant by the other dude who you was messing with, though. Now I'm pregnant. She done hit me with the now I'm pregnant. I done got up in that thing and rattled that thing the right way. Now I'm pregnant. Or pregnant. Now you done got pregnant. Stand by, man. She had a broadcast 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Topic of the day, Rod Wave Tombstone. Hot 104.1, the afternoon takeover with 20 minutes to the top of the hour, Rod Wave Tombstone. And we got the topic of the day going on right now, 314-444-3099, 314-444-3099. So if you're just joining us, he's having an issue because he says that he constantly gets involved with emotionally unstable women. I think most of what's actually going on here, and I'm going to be honest, is as a man, you have to be able to identify what type of woman you're dealing with. If she's a little bit clingy, if she's a little bit over the top with you from the beginning, and then you go in there and you put the pound game on her, then you're going to have problems. You are asking for problems and issues. And this is what it seems like to me. He says he's spending months with them, just kind of kicking it, showing them a good time. Yeah. And then see, he says that this last woman had someone else. She cut her side dude off, and then he kept his women, but she wanted to force him into being into a committed relationship. This is how this thing goes down. You cannot find yourself in a position to where you are allowing yourself to get run into a pigeonhole by a woman. She cornered you, bruh. She cornered you, and it's hard to get out of that corner sometimes. Hot 104.1, what up?
He wants to have this type of relationship. This is what he is looking for, okay? He's looking for this. But see, what's happening, what you missed out of this whole thing, baby, is this. He is out here. He meets her. He wines and dines her. He sex her crazy. And then he just want to be friends. And women just not having that. That's not what they going for.
absolutely not.
She said absolutely not.
I got to let you go because your phone breaking up. Thanks for calling, all right? Hot 104.1, what up?
I was trying to make a comment.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's up?
Yeah, I was trying to say that it is women out here that decide they want to kick it from time to time. So you can call me.
Okay, there it is. Shoot your shot, baby. Shoot your
don't
shot.
Hey,
thank you for calling, baby.
And see, the women like that be the main ones that fall hard. So in a nutshell, here's what you have to take out of this for my man that wrote this in. Understand you gotta vet a woman first. You gotta look at her situation, look how she's dealing with other people, and kind of identify whether or not she could handle what you bring into the table. There have been so many women on the Facebook Live at Hot 104.1 today that say, you know what? No, you cannot do me like that. I'm not gonna allow you to come in, have good conversation with me, take me out, wine and dine me, and treat me like a good woman, and then have good sex with me and let you go on back to your other woman. I'm not gonna let you do it. Ladies, You can answer that question now. 314-444-3099. You gonna let him do you like that, or you gonna act the fool too?
4.1 is loud and clear on your Amazon Echo.
I'm just saying. Quita, what's happening? Welcome to the Afternoon Takeover Shadow Broadcast. We live from Hot 104.1 in St. Louis. Here's the deal. I'm gonna read this last one right before that. Again, these women need to accept situationships. But Steph, if you've never had to accept situationships and you've always felt like you could change a dude, what make you think you can't do one because you tried to change your baby daddy? He ain't do nothing. He hung around for a little while, then he left. So now another dude come in. You liking this dude a lot. You see, this is what's going on. When we were teenagers, we didn't have two nickels to rub together. You know what I'm saying? We had the entire... Look, I'm playing the middle of the field right now. She wrong, bro. Listen. Here we go right now. You know what I'm saying? Some men will blame the women when really it's them. Listen, if I'm transparent with you, see what I'm saying? Keep from talking to these ladies right now. Steph, if I'm transparent with you, then what we got? What is it, man? That's the problem. You can't change these boys to men because he's not ready to be changed from a boy to a man. He wants to play the field, and he lets you know that up front. He never said, I want to be in a committed relationship. See, this is when it gets real weird and different, because women have this knack of wanting to, by nature, y'all are nurturers. By nature, you know how to manipulate and motivate and move people. You know what I'm saying? Fine women are the worst ones because they are used to getting their way. Because all their life, hell, you don't even have to be super fine. You just be above average all your life. You could manipulate dudes for what you wanted. Your cleavage, dude. You walk in, your cleavage got a dude's attention. You walk in, your booty got a dude's attention. Or better yet, you walk in and your personality got a dude's attention. Always being able to manipulate dudes. But see, what's happening now is there's a new group of guys that just ain't being manipulated. They on another level out here. You know what I'm saying? And they up front. Hey, look. I got women. And I'm just chilling, okay? Catch that one right there. Hot 104.1, what up? Hello?
It is. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. What's up?
Yeah, this is Teal. Let me tell you that it is women that want to be wine and dine and, you know, all it in the bed. Tell him my number is 314-282-1484. So send me a picture.
Okay.
I'll be ugly, though.
Okay. Shoot your shot. Thanks for checking in, all right? Boy, these women shooting they shot today, for real. They dropping their number off and everything. Hot 104.1, what up? Hello? Hot 104.1, what's up?
I want to call in. I'm so happy. Did I get in?
What's up?
Okay, so the first part of the letter, he said that they both was having a situation, so nobody told her that she needs to leave her situation.
That's right.
The other thing that throw me off is people don't know how to go in peace. If you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Why can't I say it right now? She needs to redrop that song so people can understand how to cry in silence, kumbaya, take the high road, throw the deuces, and go in peace.
Well, I don't think it's about going in peace. I don't think that's really what it was. I don't even think that was part of the thing. I think
well,
the whole
if he
thing.
If he's got somebody else and he's not trying to do what you want him to do, you can't force that, then leave him alone.
I mean, play your position, though. Because both, if you shouldn't have dropped who you had. Play your position. Be right where you should be. Stay in your lane. Why you got to get in somebody else's lane?
Well, if you don't like the lane, then leave it alone.
Thank you. Exactly. You're right. Thank you for calling, baby. All right. Look, stay in your lane. What's wrong with being in your, what's wrong with your lane? Why are you always looking over at somebody else's lane trying to get into their space? That ain't your space. Whatever he got going on with them people in that lane, they driving in that lane. You in this lane going the other way in traffic. You know when you know what happened when you cross over into ongoing traffic? You have a head-on collision. You know what I'm saying? And you headed for a head-on collision at 90 miles per hour right now because you're trying to get in somebody's space. You're trying to get in somebody's situation. No, he told you. Now, what you can do here is play your position and see if you don't become number one eventually. See if he going to leave all of them alone for you. You know what I'm saying? What a pimp say, you know what? I pimped, and then my last chick, I married her. I married my bottom B. That's what a pimp said. I married her. I want you to keep your old man, because then I know she ain't in them streets. That's the whole thing. If you've been dealing with a dude for a year, a couple of years, and then I come in the scene and I'm dealing with you, I'm not asking you to get rid of what I'm not asking you to get rid of your foundation, your stability. Now, when you risk it all, that's what you did. You did that on your own. You know what I'm saying? You did that on your own. Here we go. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because a guy showing you a good time, that has to be boyfriend stuff. I mean, but you look, how many women on here done said, if you do me like that, We together. It ain't no, I'm not even giving you the chance and opportunity to not be with me. You gonna be with me. Women on right on this live said that. So now they ready to cut up with you because you're not ready to be in a relationship with them. Listen, your baby daddy wasn't ready to be in no relationship with you. You just got kids by him. You ain't even with him no more. You know why? Keith, peace out, man. You know why you ain't with him no more? Because he was never really ready. You tried to force him to be ready. The baby tried. You tried to corner him with the baby. You tried to corner him with every situation. He wasn't ready. Listen, here go. It's not all of us, though. Here we go. Quita, leave me alone. It's all of y'all. It is all of y'all at some point in time in your life. All of y'all. I'm not saying it's you now because, you know, you're mature now, you're married, you're in a stable relationship. You ain't out here in these streets doing this no more. But when you a young dude, because he say too young to be in a relationship, this is you. At some point in time in your life, you encountered this same situation. Crazy about a dude. Dude wasn't crazy about you. Dude like you, but he wasn't ready to settle down and commit for you. Pat says she salty. You know what I'm saying? She mad. She made a move in us because that's what y'all, hey, because ladies, y'all always get your way. And then you think that we are supposed to like bow down. I'm over time anyway. You think we supposed to bow down because we give y'all a few more minutes here. Because this is what happened. Share the broadcast for me then. Share the broadcast right now. 8 minutes to the top of the hour. We live from High 104.1 in St. Louis. I need you to click the share button for me. You know what I'm saying? See, we get 20 shares up in here today. You know what I'm saying? She can't accept the rejection. Claudia, what woman accepts rejection? No woman accepts rejection at all. If you reject a woman's sex today, every man on here gonna say, if a woman comes and busts it open for you and say, you can have this right now, and you say, nah, I'm good, then something wrong with you as the man. Oh, something wrong with him. He gay. He, you know what I'm saying? So no, no. Women can't take no rejection. And this wasn't even really solid, I don't want you rejection. This is just, I'm going to add you to my stable of women. You ain't going to get treated like this. You ain't going to have the conversation like this. And you won't ever have the pound game like I'm giving you anywhere else. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. Take the D or leave it. Okay? I'm going to see if I can get another call in.
I'm going to dying, and you know, all it in the bed. Send him my number.
That's the girl trying to give a number out on the radio. We're not doing all of that. We'll be in some serious trouble because they'll be to call that girl and stalk that girl. It's St. Louis, man. You know what I'm saying? Them dudes be to call. It won't even be the dude that's on the topic of the day. It'll be some random dude be to call it off the request line and messed up the whole thing. It'll be crazy, man. Look, it'll be straight crazy. I don't think I'm going to get that other call. I'm going to try to, but I don't think I'm going to get it. Okay. Must have been on the back of the so anyway, in closing, you know what I'm saying? That pound game is called a total package. You know what I'm saying? You can't get you can't give every woman a total package. You know what I'm saying? She thirsty, let them call. Y'all ain't know. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm liable. Okay, listen. Memo to my fellas out here. Let me run this down to you. The reason you get yourself, Quita, listen to this too. The reason you, I ain't letting her shoot a shot. The reason you get yourself in these positions is because what you do is you find yourself out here dealing, you don't vet the woman well enough. You get mesmerized. As men, we get mesmerized by your eyes and your beauty and your cleavage and your booty and your pretty ass feet and that pretty ass stomach. Even if the stomach ain't pretty no more, in the right clothes, it look right. You know what I'm saying? We get mesmerized. So then we start thinking rationally, like, damn, this could be, you know what I'm saying, you know, ladies reciprocate energy all summer 2020. This could be, man, you know, I can go up in here, man, and knock this, boy, I'm just gonna go in here and knock this out the park. And that's what's on your mind, man. I'm gonna show her a good time, then I'm gonna knock it out the park. And you know what I'm saying, forget that pound game, you know what I'm saying. But see, I got my own game. But see, Steph, you know what I'm saying, it ain't always the pound game. Sometimes it's the tongue game. And on that note, I'm signing out. Enjoy the rest of your day. Go get that bag. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. We'll be right back.